Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with a new portion of the program we're introducing tonight. We have a very brand new segment that we're adding to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Now, on occasion, we would do movie reviews. Like, if Chris or I went and watched a movie, we would go give our half-assed, unintelligent, illiterate, ill-informed opinion on it.
But this new segment is called Seen Any Good Movies Lately? And it's movie reviews by Scott Barlow. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Rob.
Seen any good movies lately?
Actually, yeah, I have.
What have you seen?
Well, in the last week, I saw, my main pick of the week would have to be a movie called Flirting with Disaster.
Who's that starring and who directed it?
Well, it stars Ben Stiller, who's a rising young star in the Hollywood community.
No, he's not. He's been rising for 10. How long can you be rising?
He's directing that new Jim Carrey epic.
He's been coming up for forever. He's an established guy.
Don't step on my segment,
Reality Bites sucked.
Shut up, Rob. This is a new segment called Seen Any Good Movies Lately.
Yeah, I want to see this one. This is like The Nutty Parents or Hippies and Alan Alda and Mary Tyler Moore. Is that one?
Rob, are you giving the movie review or is Scott?
I'm asking. Is that one?
Yes, it's that one.
All right, that one's pretty good.
It's one of the funniest movies I think I've ever seen.
Okay, good. What else is good?
Well, wait. He's not done with this. He's going to tell us a little bit
about
it.
No, I don't want to hear the plot. You're just what's the name of the movie?
It's called Flirting with Disaster.
All right, don't tell us the plot.
Well, we got to know how many stars he gives it and if it's thumbs up or thumbs down.
Out of five.
A definite thumbs up. It was directed by David O. Russell, who made a movie called Spanking the Monkey that isn't bad either.
Yeah, this guy's kind of, what you want to call it there, kind of Oedipidal.
Yeah, the first movie was a little sick. It's about a kid who has sex with his mother.
Yeah.
But it
Weirdo.
Was okay.
Is he related to Ken Russell, the guy who made The Thing?
He didn't make The Thing. That was John Carpenter.
I don't know. I just said that. What did Ken Russell make?
Ken Russell made Altered States and some other freaked out movies.
Tommy. He made Tommy. What do you mean freaked out?
Yeah, you're right.
And what's this movie called again?
It's called Flirting with Disaster.
And Alan Alda's in it?
Yeah, Alan Alda's in it and a bunch of other losers, but they're actually
Is Alan Alda lovable in it like he usually is?
How is Alan Alda a loser?
Because he's just a big, smarmy, smirking loser.
He's lovable!
And that Woody Allen movie, Crimes and Misdemeanors, he was as good as anybody else in that movie, if not better.
Yeah, because he played a big jerk. I'm sure he tapped into his own personality.
That was the only time in the history of Alan Alda that I know of he ever played a jerk.
Hawkeye was a jerk.
No, Hawkeye was lovable.
Hawkeye was a pretty egocentric, maniacal, rude, crude, socially unacceptable, just a damn fine surgeon who cared a lot.
You're talking about Hawkeye Pierce on
Hawkeye
MASH.
Hawkeye Pierce.
As
Benjamin
played by
Franklin
Alan
Hawkeye
Alda.
Pierce, right.
Yeah.
And George Plimpton, he was good as George Plimpton. Did you see Paper Lion?
A long time ago, I don't remember it.
Yeah, and he was acting all cocky because he did real well at practice, and so then the Lions just beat the hell out of him the next day.
What's this movie called again, Scott?
It's called Flirting with Disaster.
And how many stars do you give it?
I'd give it 4 stars.
And who's the soundtrack by? If it's not Molly Hatchet, I'm not there.
I think Southern Culture on the Skids is on the soundtrack.
Oh, they're very good.
Do you have any other movie reviews for us?
I also saw Primal Fear with Richard Gere.
Never heard of it.
Now, is Richard Gere hot?
He does that thing where he curls his upper lip in and smirks.
Well, whatever. Go to the next one. I never heard of that one.
You never heard of that one?
Well, let him give his review.
Well, it's a pretty weak movie, but it's got a fantastic ending.
No, who cares? Go to the next one.
All right. How many stars do you give?
Hold on.
Okay.
He's a lawyer, right? I think I saw the commercial.
Yeah, he's a big fan.
If it's a lawyer movie, I don't want to see it. Go to the next one.
Let's see. On video, I saw The Killing of a Chinese Bookie.
What's heard that
about?
That's John Cassavetes' movie. It's pretty good. It's very strange, kind of depressing. But not bad.
Okay.
I also saw Quintet with Paul Newman, which was sort of weak.
How old is that movie? I haven't heard of that.
Sort of weak? That's your review?
Well,
sort
it was,
weak?
Let's see, Robert Altman made it, and it's about a post-nuclear holocaust frozen earth and where people play this game called Quintet where they kill each other in the end.
Hey, so how overrated is Robert Altman?
He's fairly overrated. Only because, he lets all the actors talk over themselves, and then people think that's brilliant.
Well, The Player and MASH was pretty good.
Yeah, he's made good movies, but the people just babble over themselves and improvise nonstop, and then everyone says, oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, but MASH was brilliant.
Yeah, but how hard is it for a director to say, okay, everybody, do whatever you want, and then turn
it came out funny! Just be...
Scott, are you going to call us back next week
gangsters.
For some more movie reviews?
Yeah, but I also want to say, go see Fargo.
Why?
Because that's an outstanding, brilliant
effort by the
Coen
brothers, right?
Yes. Let him talk, Rob. He's giving their movie review, not you, Rob.
He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, though.
Yes,
also,
he does.
Pretty good. Pretty
go
weak.
Things in Denver When You're Dead.
No.
Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead and Girl 6. Those
Hold on.
Two.
things to do in Denver on your desk, like a bunch of stupid mobsters, right? That's You're in love with these gangster movies.
No, it's very much like The Usual Suspects. It's a smart, funny crime film.
Oh, crime films are boring. What was the other one?
Girl 6 wasn't bad.
Now, Rolling Stone hated Girl 6.
Rolling Stone is... Peter Travers is a big Lou.
He's a big idiot.
I also saw Hombre on video, which is not bad, with Paul Newman. It's a vintage...
What do
Paul
you do
Newman
all week? Just sit around and watch movies?
Yeah.
That's why you are our movie review critic at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Well, I had a bunch of, like, notes written out, but I didn't get a chance to say anything.
Like what?
Talking over me in my first segment.
It was like Robert Altman.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what did you want to say that we didn't let you say?
Nothing. It's all screwed up now. I can't go back to the beginning.
Okay, well, call us back next week with Seen Any Good Movies Lately with Scott Barlow.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The hell, man? The dude goes to Blockbuster, gets some 10-year-old movie, and gets to review it?
749-1444. We're hoping that we can bring you movie reviews every week on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with Seen Any Good Movies Lately with Scott Barlow. Tune in next week. If you got a date, you know, there's somebody you want to ask out, you know, that special someone.
But yeah, Scott's kind of like slanted. He likes all those weird gangster
Scott will let
movies.
You know which movies are a surefire winner and which movies not to take that first date to.
It reminded me of, you ever seen Moo Magazine, the magazine Moo?
Yeah, Moo Magazine.
Yeah, well, they rate albums that you can buy for a dollar. They go to like a thrift store or a used record store and they buy a bunch of dollar albums and then they rate them. It's kind of like I rented Hombre from 1965. It was pretty good.
Well, we'll tell Scott to try to stick with more first-run movies.
No, I don't care about that. That was fine. That was fine and dandy.
And he should have a special segment on first date movies. You know, if you're asking a girl or a guy out this week and you want to go to a flick.
That's why movies aren't art, because people, they're just something to do.
Well, movies definitely are art.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Depends on the movie.
No one says, hey, boy, you know that water lilies, that's a good date painting.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to go see the new Jim Carrey movie and be ready to see some high art. But if you go down to the Esquire, you know, you might see some, you know, very artfully done movies and maybe even a little leg.